is a Mac Daddy. Obama pimps white women and black women. He got started. You didn't notice him till he brought out those big chested white women with their tight t-shirts and their short pants. That's what a pimp does. Oh, come on. You don't get your campaign started with a big chested white woman. She must be a 54D, double D. And a pair of white, a pair of shorts on. That's what started his campaign. He put his name on two big 54Ds. Obama. That's where you first saw his name. That's first place I saw it on, two great big old tits. He's a Mac Daddy. He pimps white women and black women. Obama is a long leg Mac Daddy.
This dude is bad, and he ain't just fly, he's super fly, yeah, super fly. When it comes to women, they come to him, but it's still not enough. He wants a big score.
By the way, who are you waiting for anyway?
I'm waiting for Dolomite.
For who?
Dolomite, motherfucker, you heard her.
I don't know what you heard about me.
And welcome to another Papa's Basement. It is I, your host, John Papa Giorgio. Will, are we kosher? It's turned out.
As far as I can tell. I
mean, you look good. All right. Yeah, I wanted to. What do I have to shill? The MySpace page, www.myspace.com/JPAPAGEO, has all the contact information. And we also got www.fcac.org/WEBR, where you're probably listening live right now. Oh, God, yeah, caller already. Probably drunk Leo.
Or mommy.
No, I'm going to go with drunk Leo. Putting money on drunk Leo. Yellow.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. Yes.
Sorry.
Goddamn Family Guy.
Excellent.
Superman.
No. Excellent start to the show.
Noise here.
Yeah.
I guess that was a residual call from the last show.
Okay.
Speaking of which, dude, get over here and smell this mic, man. There's an old person. Like, seriously.
We're gonna touch on the host in front of us. Nice lady. Couldn't be nicer. And I gotta admit, I love that outro song.
No, your mic doesn't smell anywhere near as bad as mine.
Yeah, well, there's an old gentleman on Will's mic. Will sits across the council from me.
Wearing the old cabbie hat, of course.
Yeah.
Like, old, man.
Just looking like old death in general.
That dude gotta be almost 80.
Okay, I'm gonna pop across the council real quick and take a whiff, and then we'll start the show.
Never smelled anything so objectionable in your life.
Like, really?
You can't even compare it to anything.
Are we gonna? I wonder if it'll keep alive the streak of me dropping the F-bomb on the air, which has been a problem the last few weeks. Okay, one second. Let me pop it off. And
it smells like dying. Must feel like. Oh God. Oh. Get up close.
Ooh.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. There's coffee in it. Definitely recognize coffee.
Oh, yes.
It's like fish and coffee.
Oh.
And the orange, but that's from your breath. Right? Are you chewing some gum?
Watermelon gum.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, anything good. That's me. Exactly.
Oh, an old puzzy. Oh, yeah, that is
God,
bad.
It smells like mustard gas or something. Oh. Oh, Jesus, God.
That ain't pretty.
Oh, Lord. I've smelled some bad things in my life. That's pretty much at the top of the mountain there.
That is pretty foul, dude.
God damn.
I know.
Gross old man.
Keep your face away an inch or so.
I know.
A little more. Plug your nose.
Know. It's like a train wreck. Just have to keep going back.
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting. So anyhow, let's see. I guess the experiment right now is I had a few pops, a few adult beverages before the show, which Will said made for good driving on the way over.
Yeah, just a couple of things, like, actually, you did a nice thing. You let someone merge in when you're on, like, the Nutley Street exit or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I wouldn't have done. I would have just sped past them. That's what, like, that guy flicked me off the other day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry, like, it's not my fault you didn't get in your lane on time. Like, if I'm in that lane, you have to wait for me to pass, you know?
Yeah.
But you slow down and let that a-hole in.
So my driving wasn't too bad.
But then when you got onto, like, Nutley Street, like, when you're supposed to yield or whatever, you didn't yield.
Oh, yeah, gunned in front of that mother effer.
Yeah, I'm like, he almost hit you.
Screw it.
Some, like, old guy in Coke bottle glasses.
Whatever.
Like I saw him at the
light.
Rear
ending. Ka-ching for me.
Yeah, but I think at the angle it would have hit you at, you might have gotten in trouble.
I don't know.
Because it would, like, clip the corner of your bumper.
Yeah.
So it would be like, you should have yielded.
Goddamn physics.
Yeah.
So anyhow, we got that. We had an ugly little tour. Oh, great. The headphone in general is cutting out on me now.
No, that's your mic. Don't touch the wire or whatever.
Oh, the mic. Cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's like whenever you touch it, it cuts out sometimes.
And if I don't touch it, it'll wander down to my friggin' crotch.
That's true.
And my dick can host the show. So yeah, we had another tour coming through. We have a dirty little public access studio that we're broadcasting from, and they make all their cash getting pretty much FOBs to shill out $100 and take the tour and then think they can make it big in America with a radio show.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, that's how they get you in, man. You have to take
why
the tour.
Why immigrants?
I don't know why the immigrants love this station.
Wait, so you had to pay for the tour?
No, it's a free tour, but they insist you take it, and that's when they kind of teach you what classes you can take. They're like,
so it's basically like a sales thing.
It's just a little bit, yeah. That's how they make their cash. So anyhow, yeah, there was it's always just looks like the DMV line, but like there's one attractive chick or mildly attractive. Yeah, this week it was the blonde.
She wasn't that great, but again, like in a sea of lepers.
Oh my god, yeah, she was
the chick with two eyes.
Yeah,
queen.
She was the friggin' Angelina Jolie of that class. Yeah, you know, but so
God, I can still smell this mic without trying.
Pull off the wind guard, dude. I guarantee you the stink's caught up in that.
Yeah, the hell.
Who's that
cares?
Filthy MF giving us the stink eye from the door, going back and forth? So yeah, not only were we stuck in the studio because the show before us was actually in here for once.
This place is like Costco again. It's just nothing but fat, ugly, unattractive people.
Yeah, I know. Except for us.
Exactly. I really feel like the best looking goddamn
two of these
MF
gods on the air with you right now. But we had to listen to, do you remember any of the lyrics? We're not the only studio, and there's a TV studio here. And one of the D-bags,
the lyrics of that,
yeah,
no,
was playing a horrid little guitar ditty over and over and over. So
some terrible.
We were
it's stuck in my head.
The DMV line slash Costco crowd march back and forth while I'm, you know, giving the stink eye to the lady who's hogging my mic. And not only that, we're having to hear the same guitar song over and over, and it totally killed my buzz, and I had to whiz every 10 minutes like a child. So I don't know. You know, we can cut to business, but it's not the best way to start the show. I could have been much happier marching in with a nice fat buzz and, you know, the spicoli.
Yeah, it was definitely a deflator of the groinal region.
Yeah, exactly. A boner killer, as we'll say in non-Latin terms. So, yeah, we got that under our belt. I wanted to talk about the Spritzer scandal because it's got
Is
T,
it
it's got
Spitzer?
A. Spitzer? Spitzer? I don't know. I wrote Spritzer in the text. Yeah, hold on.
Elliot Spitzer.
Spitzer. So, yeah, talk about that. Talk about, let's turn on the monitor so I can actually read everything.
Talk about sex, baby.
We can talk about Shamrock Fest. I want to get to that. We'll probably be getting a drunk call from Leo at some point. He
or
did
not
text for the phone number for the station. So I don't know. I think we'll get him. They left at what? 10? 11?
Yeah, he's probably already like being arrested as we speak.
I'm sure he's
detained in like those plastic bands where they wrap your
wrist
together.
Yeah. The stuff that they put around like a trash bag or something. Yeah, I'm sure he's loaded by this point, don't get me wrong. I don't think he's detained yet. Give that till 7. Because he coughed up the 90
bucks.
Has
he ever gotten he's gotten DUI. Has he ever gotten arrested for anything else?
I don't know. Not in like the classical Gavin sense of like getting picked up on the Virginia Tech campus while picking up manholes and walking around with them.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, like the little ones, about 6 inches by 6 inches. I guess water pressure thing is under.
Was he like throwing them like frisbees?
No,
or
he's picking them up and just walking around with them. They found him with like 4 of them on him.
And he got arrested?
Oh, yeah. He spent overnight in the drunk tank or something.
Oh, because he was loaded?
Yeah. I believe that was the story. I don't know. So, anyhow, we'll BS about the Shamrock Fest. Talk about my email box. I got a couple funny emails right before the show that made me laugh and I wanted to share. And I guess talk about how I want to go into a little bit of the NCAA tournament, how we know nothing about that because we were kind of raised wimpy.
Sure, why not?
Exactly. Anything where we can bitch about where we came from a little bit. And finally, if it comes to it, we've got some Ozzy Osbourne, and I kind of just wanted to bitch about the Ozman for a second. You know, our audience of, let's click to find out the audience, but we're not going to mention it.
Of?
I'm not going to mention the count on air, I'm just going to give you a finger signal, Will.
Is it the okay sign?
It's not okay.
Is it the peace sign?
It's half a peace sign.
Wow.
So, thank you, Maria.
Is she even, who knows?
I don't know, who cares? I can't believe the show's tanks that hard.
Well, how many people did you used to get?
That plus an okay sign.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, we've alienated 90% of the audience, if my math is correct.
That's a shame.
Whatever. Anyhow, Will, do you ever, I don't know, when did we stop going to the beach? Because I remember we were kids. We used to go to Bethany Beach.
Which is apparently a gay haven.
I was going to touch on that, sir.
Did not know that.
I know. I had to think back because of the weather today. You know, it's beautiful. It's sunny. I'm like, when did we...
Still kind of cold. It's nice
a little
yesterday.
Bit. There's a little bit of nip in the air, if you will. But I started thinking, like, when did we stop going to the beach in general? Like, when did we become pasty vampires? Because we used to have tans when we were kids. We would go to the beach with the family. Like, we did normal beach stuff. And we didn't even fight a ton, if I remember.
Yeah, we did. Middle school, I guess.
By that age, yeah, we're... No, I thought we were okay, because they'd take us... They would buy our love with trips to the arcade every night. Because it started off, we went to Delaware, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and Delaware had Bethany...
And Rehoboth.
Rehoboth, and Rehoboth is the Mo one now?
Or I don't know, I think the whole state of Delaware is gay.
Really? Every last thing.
Yeah, like I knew some gay dude at JMU was from Delaware.
Scientific proof.
Yeah.
But I remember we would go there, and that was okay.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, like, yeah. I liked the rides
and we'd tan. And then I want to say it's when old man
started working. Yeah, he started his own business, and then we stopped going for a while, and then we started going to Virginia Beach.
Yeah, because he was, like, afraid that he couldn't even miss a day.
Yeah,
which,
being self-employed, I understand that. And also,
but it was funny, because I know it's not true.
I think the house at Bethany Beach was, like, a friend of a co-worker's or something. Remember, we had a free house for some reason.
Oh.
Which you effed up by spilling Kool-Aid on the carpet.
I remember, we both trashed him, right?
I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
No kidding. I don't know.
You left, like, a red stain on the white carpet that couldn't come out.
Oh, yeah.
And we weren't asked back.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that, man.
So,
but yeah, man, we started going to VA Beach, and we were at a riper age at that point.
10, 12, something like that.
10 or 12, but we're still tanning.
Yeah.
And getting some color. And then I was like, by the time high school rolled around, man,
you aren't that pale. I'm really pale.
Well, I'm hairy, and I don't shave it like you.
Yeah.
I shaved my feet earlier today so I could wear my flip-flops, but that was about it.
So why even do that?
Because I have, like, hobbit feet.
Yeah, people, I know, but then you might have, like, hairy legs and, like, bald feet. It looks weird.
I don't know. I don't think
things need to be uniform.
No, I don't think people look for hairy feet.
Most guys have, like, hair on their toes and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was just, like, because we're Greek and missing linkish.
No, man. Like, even white people.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think most people have... But what am I going to do? Like, groom half of it out? Take thinning shears to my foot hair? I can't do that.
Men aren't supposed to expose their feet.
Really?
Your legs.
Is this your Muslim law now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want to see, like, men in shorts, sandals, or any combination
sitting
of
around with their D-bag halfway hanging out.
Yeah.
Pants leg. So, yeah, I was just thinking of that, man. We need to do the beach thing.
I miss being able to travel. That's one of the reasons I was like...
You need to fix your schedule.
Yeah.
You need to get yourself a weekend or something.
Days off. I just don't bring myself to do
it. Well, it's money out of your pocket because you're a self-employed guitar teacher.
Right.
So, yeah. I always feel bad for you whenever you miss a day. That's just, insult to injury. I don't
need the money. That's a thing. I just don't care to, like, pamper myself like that or whatever.
Yeah. Screw it. But, yeah, I don't
days
know.
Off
we
I
need
get
to do that, man.
I'm
sick of looking this way, because we can have a much better look if we're tanned.
I don't care about being tanned. I just miss, like, being able to travel, like, hook up some drunken hoochies at the beach.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'd be down for going to, like, VA or something. Ocean
going
City.
Going to Delaware? Getting us some?
Getting us some man ass.
It's so funny. It turned into, like, a gay area because I remember one of the rides where these little, it was kind of a carousel type thing that would go up and down in the air, and it's all these little rockets you ride in, these like silver D looking rockets, and now it all is coming together.
Oh, man. No, I think a lot of like the New England area, even though it's not really New England.
New England. That was like South Delaware, dude. That was like barely in Delaware, I think.
Yeah, you're right. That's actually like closer than parts of Maryland.
Yeah, seriously.
And no, that'd be cool. Or like, we haven't even been to Atlantic City. That'd be tight.
AC,
too.
Yeah. Amy just texted me saying that VA Beach is the S word.
I like it, yeah.
I just remember, because Mom used to raise us with such a hatred for trashy people.
Oh, yeah, because it's like white trash.
It's total white trash. It was like white trash and black trash. So, like, the first time I went there.
What beach isn't white trash unless you go to, like, Cali?
Yeah, well,
like every beach here,
because it's trash in general that has all the time to vacation. People that aren't trashy are like, I'm busy working, I can't get out.
No, I think a lot of them actually live there.
It's trash. It's like, yeah, Kings Dominion, right. Get her done. I got me my season passes.
You're right.
Yeah, it's trash that lives it up. And how do they do it? Is it just they?
Well, and they also vacation at the beach instead of like France or something.
Good
like
point.
That.
Yeah, they don't summer in Calais. But
summer in Nag's Head.
We shall summer in Newport News. So yeah, I just remember how dirty it seemed to me at first. I grew to like it though.
I loved it. I always liked trash.
You remember? Well, no. Now I love trash. Yeah. We are economically among their ranks. Who cares if I know a big word or two? I am trash. But you remember how there was that haunted house?
I was just going to say that. She's like scared, assless.
Oh my.
Just thought like people there are actually going to kill
there
us.
There was a haunted house at Virginia Beach, the corner of 25th Street, I want to say.
I don't even remember.
I don't know why I remember that. And it had gargoyles and all that crap in the front. And we finally pissed and moaned to get into this friggin' haunted house with our mom. Dad was too smart. He's like, take the little bastards. I'm going to sit here and eat french fries. Whatever he did, you know?
He didn't go? I guess not.
He didn't.
I remember we were with Mom for
Oh,
sure.
It was just Maria.
Yeah.
the engine of panic herself. So we get there, and it's dark, and there's people screaming that, you know, they're going to kill us and crap like that. Just usual haunted house
and
stuff.
And she believed every word.
Yes, yeah. And she'd scream, come on, John! Come on, Will! And
so running.
Running and literally crying within, like, 30 seconds to a minute into this thing. And not only that, the actors...
Did she actually plead for them to stop?
No, it wasn't pleading. It was they heard our names.
Oh, I forgot that. You're right.
Yeah, and it was like mild torment until that. Because you got to imagine, these are like 17-year-old kids, and they see some fat, panicky woman with her two little cats marching through.
20-year-old hicks.
Yeah, I would go apes. I would have so much fun with it. So they would then scream, like, you're dead meat, Will, and stuff. And that's
I forgot
she
that.
She really broke down upon hearing that.
Did she complain to the manager at the end?
She came out and was, like, crying, like, hysterical.
God, I forgot that.
Oh, we're getting a call. Money well, now. Is it Maria or it's got to be Maria?
Leonard Jr.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, pussy. Father went in a couple times, as I recall.
We only did the haunted house once.
Are you there?
Yeah. Give me one second. I'm trying to fix the level so they're not quite in. Yeah, hello. Hello.
Can you hear anything?
Yeah, now I can.
She can hear. I cranked down the send.
Oh.
To fix the feedback.
Oh.
Anyway.
Strike a delicate balance.
I do recall he went in a couple times.
We only went once.
We only went once to the haunted house.
No, we went a couple times.
We went once.
Okay, I thought we did.
No.
No, you...
Is this how the brain of Maria works?
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose so. It
blocks out abuse and...
Faulty wiring here. What can I say? What did I want to say, too?
I don't know.
Oh, I can't register as one of your listeners because it doesn't automatically now pick up on Winamp. I don't know if I have Winamp.
You don't have Winamp here. Click on Windows Media Player.
Windows Media Player? I have that on my screen now? My desktop?
No. Just click on Windows Media Player. It should instantly launch.
Okay. All right. We'll go back to your whatever.
Exactly.
Bye.
Yeah, all right.
Bye. Love you.
Click, click. How does she think that we went multiple times? What goes on in her head?
Selective memory.
It reminds me of The Simpsons when they cut to Homer thinking, and it's just pictures of like 1920s cartoons, like a cow playing a ukulele or something.
No, I remember that stuff pretty vividly now, especially like once you remind me of crap and it jogs my memory.
Yeah, you're a little bit better at it than I am.
God, just, ugh. If that isn't a reason to get married and have kids, I don't know what is.
I don't know. I mean, I don't believe in any kind of afterlife whatsoever, so I gotta think the only reason you're here is to spread your seed, but at the same time,
yeah, the
whole
most
human race will carry on with or without you.
Yeah, and it'll also all go extinct, too.
Eventually, yeah. Unless we master the rocket ship and space travel.
No, even I think the whole universe is supposed to, like, implode.
No, eventually.
Yeah.
Unless we get so damn good we make our own sun. I don't know. But yeah, eventually, it's a losing game, long story short.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just have urge to, like, I don't care to see my legacy go on or whatever the F.
I'd like to do it like a mad scientist. Like, if there weren't a child support, I'd love to knock up, like, 20 broads and just see which ones came out best.
I wouldn't want to be attached to something forever. Because, well, like, a woman, you can leave.
Did you not hear the presupposition? No child support, sir.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you're still bound to that kid in a way. I mean,
no, you're not.
It's yours. You're responsible
to
for
deliver it.
Deliver
it in a will delivery. No, you're not.
No, like, you know what I'm saying, though.
I don't know, man. You got.
It's not like a wife you can divorce and forget
Genghis
about.
Genghis Khan and stuff. He had, like, you know, Osama bin Laden. I was going to say Obama bin Laden.
Yeah.
You know, they have like 100 kids each. You think he's reading each one friggin', cow jumped over the moon?
I mean, if you actually had like a conscience, I think that would bother you. I don't know. It would me.
I mean, would you ever donate jizz to make a buck? Really?
No.
I used to be against that, and then I tried out for it one time.
Oh, God, are you serious?
Yeah. I was like, I heard an ad on JFK, and
you got rejected?
I got shot down.
Why?
I think, just on hair color and eye color or something. Like, wow. It was nothing specific about me.
Oh, because you need, like, blue eyes or something.
Yeah,
right?
I need to look like Hitler Youth to be exotic enough. I'm sure there's, like, a million guys from El Salvador who are pounding into Dixie cups right now. You know? Wow. Porque?
No, that would freak me out. Like, that's why.
The only thing that kills me is it's 9 times out of 10 going to be delivered to hogs. You can't get a real man, and so your DNA is going to get mixed with some real filth.
Well, yeah,
so, like, 20 years from now, you're going to be, you know, chilling at a Dunkin' Donuts and some fat heifer, like some hairy broad, because, God, I don't want daughters. They're going to be hairy. Caller. Yeah. Ruining airflow. But, well, hopefully it's Maria.
Probably.
Hello.
What's up? This is the news correspondent out in D.C., son.
What is up, Mr. Leonard Reynolds?
What up, man, dude? Yo.
Man, dude, I like that.
Is this show getting number one ratings?
Oh, the show is tanking right now. We were jinxed by Smokey McCheap perfume in front of us.
Oh, for real? She came in?
Oh, yeah, dude. Second time in what, like 4 months easy?
Oh, dude, that sucks, man. Hey.
Yo.
Yo, well, I just gotta tell you, the Shamrock Fest is good, man. A lot of hotties are out here.
I would have figured.
You seen some titties?
And a lot of fatties, too.
I just figured it might have been too cold for the jugs to come out. Like the
It ain't cold, dude. It's hot out here, son.
Because they're in a crowd.
Yeah.
I know. It's supposed to rain, but it hasn't rained yet, man. It's fucking nice out here.
You gotta make it rain.
Oh, wait. Can I say that, is the SEC going to bother me?
They're going to come and yank you out of Shamrock Fest.
Hey, man, you know what? Guess what?
What?
Can I get a shout-out?
I'm going to give a shout-out to Leo, doing the damn thing at Shamrock Fest right now, holding it down for 3865. Come
I think
on.
I'm the only black guy here, though.
Really? See if you can parlay it in some special treatment.
No, I think I do, because I saw all these black jokes to these white people, and they're like, man, dude, you're funny, man.
You're like, yes, it's Longwood all over again.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you catch up with anyone else, or is it just you and Mel getting loaded?
Oh, no, man. I'm here with all my Longwood friends and shit, man.
In no way am I going to stop you from saying anything. I'm just going to be like, it was some caller. We don't know who he was.
Dude.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing at all.
All right. That's what I'm saying. Yo, oh, God. I'm in front of this fat girl right now.
Call her fat girl.
He will.
No, right.
Scream,
no.
Hey,
no, I can't. I can't. Scream. I'm the new Leo. I'm the new Leo. It's Leo 2.0.
No,
I can't do that.
You're drunk Leo, and he'll never change. Scream. Come here, fat girl. Are you ticklish?
No, I can't do that.
Come on. Scream Humpty Dance at her.
I can control myself now.
You can't do it. Two more drinks, and you can't do it.
No, because the old Leo would do that.
If you put her on the air, I'll tell her that you said she was fat.
I can't do that, man.
Oh,
but damn, it was this one girl in red hair. All dudes, mad girls with red hair today.
Oh, I guess because the dirty Irish are out.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love it because it ain't like the red hair, like fucking that girl from Carrie.
Yeah. Oh
but
God.
But it's a red
Sissy
hair
Pilus
like
basic. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the red hair from like. Hold on, I think Mikey's calling me now.
Okay.
I'll call you guys back.
Sounds
Peace.
Good.
He sounds weird on the phone.
Amy just IM'd us. She's like, why does Leo sound like a white dude from Manassas?
Is this what I was going to say? He sounds white on the phone.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. He always sounds.
Doesn't sound like him.
I guess. Maybe he's pumped up. Maybe he's around all the white people. They've whitewashed him.
He takes
him.
On a different dialect.
Yeah.
Like when mom goes through the drive-thru and adopts like a Spanish or Chinese accent.
Oh, my favorite is when
no.
she's ordering Chinese food.
Yeah, I said
ducky sauce. You know, it's like, holy crap, you're horrible.
I've never seen anyone else do that.
Hitler's turning his grave at that, you know. It kills me. She's like, I guess I have a sensitive ear. I remember that was the explanation.
Yeah.
Me Reiki Egger.
Me Reiki Reiki fly lice very muchy.
Like it helps them understand you so much.
Like, yeah, they're just like, oh, D-bag. Can't wait to beat off in your chair.
Exactly.
Oh, God. The filth we've no doubt eaten because of her ordering food for us when we were kids.
And just being her in any public
well,
place.
Not only that, she's hard of hearing too, so I'm sure.
She always talks loud.
Loud in the guy's ear, and then it's like, no, this is what I said. Oh, wait, you did say pepperoni? The guy's like,
no, she's like
pepperoni
the ultimate a-hole customer.
Yeah. Lord knows what she's ingested because of that. God bless her. So shall we get to the, is it Spitzer you said?
I think so, yeah. Or if you want to talk, I don't know what the hell there is to talk about Shamrock Fest. Seeing as
we'll do Shamrock Fest right now.
Yeah, since he called.
I'll give a belated B-Day gift for the... to the little bro. Okay, Shamrock Fest, for those, we're going to pretend we have listeners now, Will. For those abroad listening who aren't in the area, Shamrock Fest is a large white cracker radio station, DC 101, you know.
Yep.
Used to, back when I'd say honky music was relevant, it would play its Pearl Jam and Nirvana, and now it still plays Pearl Jam and Nirvana.
Exactly.
Pretty much, we've been over this. White rock is dead.
It's just stagnant. I mean, the music industry is like just.
But yeah,
in general.
How they're turning their buck? They've done the whole. We're gonna get a ton of Irish bands, a few real bands. It's a lot of like low tier bands, I'd say.
Yeah, no, it's like local crap.
Yeah, they're relying
no
on
big
booze.
Names.
They must have figured people are gonna come out for an excuse to drink.
And
we don't need
to
pay for big names,
rides or whatever. Yeah, no, it's just background noise.
Yeah, so there's the ethnic stuff, and then. Like Carbon Leaf, like that would be like the biggest act I could even think of off the
and
top
Jimmy's
of my head.
Jimmy's Chicken
there.
Shack, I think.
Oh God,
but
Jimmy's
they're from
Chicken
Baltimore,
Shack.
So they're kind of local too.
Jimmy's Chicken Shack's totally local. Don't even say kind of.
Well, no, they were national at a point. Cause like
a little bit, I saw High on MTV like twice.
And they had like songs transcribed on like Guitar Magazine. So
are you kidding me?
No.
So how does a band tumble from that? Heroin?
No, it was just that was like their one big single, I guess, and it wasn't even that big.
So it was enough to get a little recognition, and if you screw things up, you go right back to square one?
Yeah, no, that's the essay thing about the music industry. It's all luck. It has nothing to do with talent. It's like who you know. I mean,
that's still turning my stomach.
No, I mean, look at like Sev or whatever. I mean, the most they had, it was like a Pepsi commercial or whatever, but still, you know, they'd broken up with no money. Maybe they're still together, but doing nothing.
I think one of them gave me my spicy chicken tacos last night, you know? Speaking of, great work at the Fair Lakes Taco Bell. They have been cranking out the spicy chicken soft tacos with so much friggin' meat in them.
God, I'm effing hungry.
Are you?
I'm out of food.
Eat some food, you queen.
F the vegan stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. I went vegan for 6 hours. I mean, I was vegetarian for, 5 years?
Yeah.
But vegan? Holy crap, man. You ain't going without cheese and all that.
Well, no, the meat is chicken. I need meat. Like,
Do you?
Yes, in my bottle.
Do you need lots of meat in your mouth?
Man meat.
Man meat.
Man-sized manicotti.
Take you up to Delaware.
But, no, like, I could go without milk and dairy, but I need chicken.
Let's get off the subject of man meat, where we always wander after a while, and we'll get back to Shamrock Fest.
Which is apparently obscene by our guidelines. If you notice, it's like nothing sexual, reference to masturbation, blah, 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 and then homosexuality.
Where
in general, like right there. You've never read that?
No.
Let's read that on there.
We have a profanity guideline?
Obscenity in Virginia.
Obscenity in Virginia. Will's taking the guide off the wall. Dude, do not...
What?
I mean, the cat's out of the bag. Now, now there's physical evidence we've read this, but...
In Virginia, there's a general statutory definition of obscenity together with a more particularized definition relating to juveniles. As we've discussed, although the First Amendment protects a broad range freedom, protects a broad range freedom of speech. Well, they're missing an of.
Okay.
An obscene item is one which has its dominant theme or purpose an appeal to the purient interest in sex that is shameful or morbid interest in nudity. These aren't even coherent sentences.
That's our show.
Sexual conduct, sexual excitement, sadomasochistic abuse.
This is the subtitle to our webpage.
Goes substantially beyond the customary limits of candor in its description or representation of such matters, not mere portrayal of nudity, and taken as a whole, does not have serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value.
We need to pay someone to read that and use it as an intro.
Like in the Buzz Burbank. Like
pretty
horse,
much, The dude walkers.
In the case of obscenity concerns addressed to viewing juveniles, does this even make sense to you?
It's viewing. It's for the actual station. It means no
one
can lift
the
up their kilt and pound
off. The sentences aren't even written right.
It's legalese.
It's like missing words.
It's legalese.
But it's not even...
Good legalese?
Yeah, it's legalese written by a tard. The statute goes on...
Transcribed by Tom Gavin.
Exactly. No. They give a slightly more specific
definition
of the prohibited sexual conduct, which when applicable to juvenile viewers... Well, okay. Actual or explicitly simulated acts. And then it's bullet. Masturbation, homosexuality, sexual intercourse.
Wait, so homosexuality...
In general, is obscene in Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah. Way to go, Red State.
Yeah.
Or physical conduct in an act of apparent sexual stimulation or gratification.
So I can't put the mic up my rectum.
With a person's clothed or unclothed genitals, pubic area, buttocks, or if the person is a female, her breast.
This is like shows for a month, right?
The portrayal, blah, blah, blah.
All right, so we can't F our microphones pretty much.
Or do anything. What is defamation?
Blah, blah, that's enough. Yeah. Pin it back up. I'm bored.
That's like how homosexuality in general.
In general. Oh, yeah. Well, we still have sodomy laws in this state. You legally can't put your junk down someone's throat.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if you took them to Chuck E. Cheese first. Ba-da-ts. So, yeah, getting back to Shamrock Fest. We're bailing on it. In theory.
I'd be bored off my F&A. When does it end?
Like 10, probably. It reminds me of like an HFS thing, where it's like 12 hours, where it's... You want one hour... Exactly. It's a sea of mouth breathers. We love Leo, but Leo can mingle in that environment pretty well. More than us. Will and I would just... I would sip a drink. Will wouldn't sip a drink. We'd both sit there, stewing, looking mad, trying to find some chicks, and just getting antsy if we didn't, and then going home probably by 2 p.m.
Yeah, it's just... Surrounded by crappy music, like it's obviously crowded as F, so if you want anything, you'll have to wait in line.
These are people you wouldn't want to be around in close confines, period. Plus liquor's in the mix.
Times 90,000.
Exactly.
Or whatever, 40,000.
50, something like that. But I mean,
I think
literally...
RFK's whole 40 here. But...
It's like I was going down the list, our buddy list, my buddy list, and anyone you expected to be there, anyone who was is there. We got Miriam, we got Maichi.
Let's play a guessing game.
Christy.
Oh, yeah.
Because going for eight, air,
yeah, exactly.
8 seconds on the air is not good radio.
That is true.
But yeah, and mind you, we love our mouth breather friends. We're idiots ourselves. As Don Geronimo says, we are mouth breathers ourselves.
Yeah.
But they're mouth breathers.
You have to be a cut above.
Exactly. Oh, do we have another call from...
I can make this.
Will just made it obscene. Now,
I'm sure I made the mic smell better.
Actually.
Oh, god damn.
Actually, grind the mic against your buttocks. So. It's,
oh, no. It just smells like fart in that old man stink.
Hello. Uh-oh.
Is that how you answer the phone?
Is that Matt Ganoza?
Is this Matthias
God
Ganoza?
Damn, that stinks. Jesus Christ, you take it.
How are you, young Padawan?
Oh, I'm all right. I just actually just got home from work, and I just turned on the tube. So. I'm
oh, like, really?
Where do you work?
Aeropostale.
Aeropostale?
Is that how it's pronounced? I thought it was Aeropostale.
It is Aeropostale.
When are we vacationing in Delaware together? That's been the running gay joke of the show. You're late to the party.
Yeah.
Which Aeropostale?
It's a clothing store. It's actually right underneath the place I used to work for.
Like in Fair Oaks?
Here. Yeah, it's right underneath my old job.
Why don't you tell me when you're on shift? I can come by and make a scene. Why wouldn't you love that?
That would be so fantastic.
What store did you work at before?
That was it. Abercrombie and this piece of crap.
Really? Yeah, man. I'll go into the changing rooms and then walk out wearing next to nothing. My pants around my ankles. Giving Matt a hug. I wish we could do more like recording outside the studio.
Oh yeah, with like remote mics.
Yeah, remote mics would be great.
That'd be the best way to like pick up chicks in the world.
Oh yeah,
because we like blah blah blah.
Why don't we just
be on
fake
WEBR?
It? Why don't we get like a Fisher Price microphone and tape it to a coffee can? Like walk around tinfoil over our ears doing interviews.
No, that's
pause to think about it.
I loved it.
I was going to say, let's just steal equipment from the station.
So, my Virginia Slim smoking friend.
Yeah, I was about to say, though, you just, like, flawlessly describe the, every, like, country concert there is, like, WMZQ.
Oh, the MZQ Fest? Now, that might be a little fun, because people are going to be so dirty and so redneck and so drunk.
Oh, no, it's like a bunch of, like, it's 99% Northern Virginia kids.
It's just dumber people.
Hats.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, wear cowboy hats and they're going to game Virginia Tech in a few months.
Yeah, it's a lot of them are college kids.
I don't know.
Just
I think MZQ Fest could be cool. I have a thing for the country broads a little bit.
Well, yeah, they're hot because they, like, they're cake on the makeup from Walmart,
like,
man.
Four
yeah.
generations of Irish inbreeding.
they're
actual southern chicks.
They're a little strumpeted up, and they're typically cooler.
I like anyone who's not like your typical dumb suburban white bitch, which we're surrounded by.
Yeah, exactly. We're in a sea of
college and all that.
I mean,
either like chicks are like a mess and just like low class trash. Well, yeah, that's pretty much it.
No,
there was no either to that.
I was gonna say, Mrs. Will Papa Georgia, step on down. I'm kind of hitting that aging point. I don't have enough hair in my head where I can stay with that forever. So I'm maturing, and I'm just realizing the women in this area in general are kind of effed and not physically attractive, because Will and I were having this talk earlier. Matt, feel free to join in.
No, as plain as can be.
Yeah, just plain white bread.
Yep.
It's so boring. Like, I'm looking at that hooker Spitzer coughed up for. She ain't the best thing ever, but God bless, man. Tan skin, dark hair, dark eyes.
Yeah, you like the Italian type. Like, yeah. Me, God, I want to pay $4,000 to sleep with that. Jesus.
Well, no. Well, it depends if you had all the money.
Yeah, but even... No, I mean, like, for $4,000, at least get, like, a porn star.
Well, no,
or something.
It's a hypothetical. What if you have, like, $6 trillion? Like, $4,000 is just a fart
in the
wind to
you. Oh,
yeah,
drop the buck. Well, yeah, then whatever. Why not?
Exactly. But no, man, I like that sleazy Italiana look.
Then you need to move to Jersey.
I
That's
do.
Like what every chick looks like.
I know. I go to Jersey.
Jersey people like have a look. Like all the guys look like just dirty,
Guido,
greased,
Ginzo,
Guido.
Yeah,
like greased up hair and like.
Oh no, Jersey bras, man. Like I don't have wood.
No, they all look like that.
Yeah, I don't go down till we hit Manhattan. I loved it when I used to bust up to NYC and we'd stop in Jersey, man. Every rest stop was like a peep show for me. Mm-hmm. Did we lose Matt?
Apparently.
Matt.
I guess so.
Calling him like a kitty.
But
should we open a can of food on the air?
I've never like spent much. I've been through Jersey.
The trip about Newark. Jersey, I know that it's so weird because here all our immigrants are like, you know, we're quoting the Family Guy bit about Superman's maid to
like
each other.
Latino.
They're all Latin. In fact,
they're all Italian.
No, they're like Russian and Ukrainian, like all this FOB white stuff.
Yeah, because I guess like once they get over to Ellis Island, they don't...
they're Russian mafia, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, but yeah, people still have to come in through New York, don't they, for the most part?
Yeah, unless they're Mexican.
INS. No, but I'm saying, like, if you actually get papers and stuff, can't you theoretically fly into any airport when you move, or no?
I absolutely don't know. I just wanted to show you this picture.
I was thinking maybe you actually do, because, like, all the au pairs say they have to go through New York, you know what I'm saying?
It's, speaking of the FOBs, we, Jen, remember little Jen Harris?
Yeah.
She sent me a picture. She was driving home from work yesterday, and there's a giant in Franklin Farm, or Herndon area, actually. And the parking lot's kind of raised up about 4 feet off with, you know, with a wrought iron fence to keep people in. So, you see
not
that.
The Franklin Farm one?
No, no, okay. Not Franklin Farm, Herndon Giant. So you're like, I'm not a retard. I'm not going to back through this fence and, you know, fall 4 feet and kill my car. But here's a picture of it. I'll have to put on MySpace later. This is a great picture. And they're just staring at the car as it hangs off this like 4 foot incline.
But it's going forward.
Yeah, I know. They actually drove through it.
So they tried to drive through a fence to get onto the street?
I guess so. Like Calcutta style or something.
Like, what the hell did you think was going to happen when your car hit the fence?
She said they're just standing next to it on the phone. That's pretty classic, dude.
What the?
And what? Oh my god. It's a good picture. I'm gonna have to upload it later.
Jesus, I freaking love Christ it. Christ almighty.
I am getting a cell phone call, which I definitely will not be handling right now. But yeah, so what is your type again physically? I always forget. I know one time you told Allison you're like a leg man or something. I'm like, what kind of queer bait's a leg man?
Well, no, I usually like chicks that look good in skirts.
Okay, I'll
like,
give you that.
If the chick doesn't look good in a skirt, you don't find them attractive.
I'm like an ass and hips guy.
Yeah.
I like me some big old grab you some while you're doggying it.
Nah, hips. I really don't care.
Really?
I don't really have like any specific type.
I don't know. You kind of like them like pasty and weaselly. At least a few of yours have been that way.
Yeah, no, I do like kind of like the mousy rat face
I
or
hate
whatever.
That. Oh, it turns my stomach, man, a couple of them.
Like, no, because I remember that chicken, whatever it was, eagle or shark, I said was hot.
Oh, God, I was spat on your face, man. I couldn't take it. Yeah, I would say more than anything else, I've seen you that type, too. Like, 90 pounds, like, 5'0", 5'1".
Yeah.
Really, really white, sharp little shrew features. And, like, you know because they're tiny, they're just going to give you S all day long. Like, they're going to be the bossiest pieces of crap on Earth.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess part of the reason, like... why that gravitates toward me is because of mom.
Why you like being bossed? See, I grew
or
out
just
of the...
you just get like used to thinking that's typical female behavior.
Yeah, see, I've
and also I'm lazy too. So like, a lot of the times, you know, I'd rather have a woman like figure out like where to eat. If it's something I don't care about. You know what? Go ahead. Like, see, tell me whatever you prefer because I don't even want to like waste my time thinking.
See,
about
I've
it.
Gone the other way on that where I'm like. I'm finally out of the house, and in no way do I want any kind of female control in my life.
No, I don't want them to control me at all. I'm just saying, like, let them think they have control. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to, like, trifling ass.
Trifling crap like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely...
And then when it comes to, hey, should we let this baby live, or... That's when I put my foot down.
So stare up and go, look at that plane.
Yeah, that's when you see how stubborn I am.
Oh, God. Good old Prego talk. Giving me the freaking chills. Don't even mention that stuff. That is material not even I will discuss on the air. At least while Mom and Papa Georgie listens.
You mean Grandma?
Yeah, Grandma. Grandma to pulp. God.
Good times.
Good times. Good times.
It's funny because we drive ye old abortion clinic every time we go to Red Lobster together.
That's true. Every time it's a family event, we go by the Abortio Clinico.
Yeah. Where Gavin used to work, apparently.
Gavin
still does.
Yeah, not performing abortions, but he worked right above it.
Town abortionist.
What a great gig would that be? Yeah.
The nastiest thing is how they do it like in groups. It's like a herd of cattle.
Are you serious? Like, yeah. It's like let's get wait for a fifth girl and they all.
You know, seriously,
they
do like eight people at a time, man. It's just like a youth hostel of beds in there.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I gotta say, like.
Like, you've seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High, you know.
I was just gonna say.
Yeah, there's like the one girl next to her or whatever.
Yeah.
No, they do it in a.
And they give them cookies to keep up their whorish aborted strength.
Or insulin, yeah. It's like same when after you get pierced, they give you candy or like.
No fruit kidding.
Punch or something, yeah.
Get your blood working.
Or blood sugar.
After
yeah.
you lost a few.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably lose a few pints when they vacuum a baby out of your uterus.
Should they get the red egg yolk out of ye? Oh, my Lord. Yeah. It's making me crack up.
Yeah. No, I can honestly say I do not care about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm missing something inside or what.
What, killing a baby? Well,
I don't like kids in general. I think you should be able to kill your kids at any age if you have consent.
6 month minimum. 6 month is still not a person. 18
year minimum.
We're getting a call. Who we got?
Momsy.
Maybe we got a pro-lifer calling. Hello. What did I do? Hello.
Hello, caller.
Oh, Leonard Reynolds.
Don't say my full name in the motherfucking... Do not say that, man.
Hello, LRJ. What's up?
Oh, yes, LRJ. Say that.
LRJ. Speaking of abortion.
I saw, guess who I saw here, man?
Who?
Chakeezy from American Idol.
Who?
Who?
Chakeezy. He's from American Idol.
We watched this season?
Yeah, this season.
Oh, no kidding.
Is he like actually like there as a, what's the word, appearance, or he's just there?
No, it's just some fat black guy.
No, but I'm saying, like, is he there to, like, promote American Idol, or no, is he just there chill?
He's doing the Leo thing, where he just calls anyone by any celebrity.
Oh, okay, I got
it. It's usually a demeaning thing. Like,
now I'm on the show.
Guess what else? I'll do another Leo thing and say, I'm going to kill you guys later tonight.
I will kill you. It has to be texted for the deadpan delivery.
Oh, damn, I thought that was my cousin. Never mind, he ain't selling drugs.
I thought that was your aunt.
Oh, this is my whole family, man. This is my immediate family.
The D-Town crew.
Yeah, this is Detroit, son.
Why are we doing that? Why haven't we quit the clearinghouse to run drugs out of Detroit?
Dude, honestly, I think we can make a whole bunch of money. Let me go talk to my aunt real quick. And basically, we can be the Northern Virginia Connect. And basically,
why don't we? Why don't we get like an entire high school into crack?
Dude, we'll put Chantilly on crack. We'll put Fairfax on crack.
We'll put Rocky Run on crack. We can get GBW. We can make little stickers with the Greenbrier West Panda smoking rock.
The daycare center across from Chantilly.
We can start them young, man.
Preschool. The yeah. preschool right by our house.
Oh, my
the
God. Church. You're right. We could slang rock all over.
Dude, man, we'll be like The Wire 2.0, okay?
Exactly. You've even got the Greeks to import it. But yeah.
You'll be Marlo. Will, he'll be Chris and Snoop all put together, and I'll be Poot.
You'll be Poot. So you'll be selling at Foot Locker.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, you want these shoes? Oh, damn, I just spilled a beer on this girl.
Oh, is she hot?
Yeah.
Offer to suck it off her titties.
Dude, oh my goodness, so many hot girls here.
Put her on the air.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Excuse me. Would you like me on? Oh, damn, they just ignored. They was like, fuck you, you're Leo.
Slap her with the phone.
Damn, they just put the hand in their face.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah, what the hell?
Is that Nova girl attitude?
Yeah.
I know, what the fuck? I'm good looking, man.
Start calling her Miss Daisy. See if she reacts to that.
Be like, but she got a fat ass, though. Oh, my goodness. And she heard me. She heard you. She looked back. Uh-oh.
Put her on the air. Tell her you're talking to a radio show right now.
I can't because I just tried to. And she just looked at me.
Just be like, I'm on the radio, bitch.
The drunk Leo I know doesn't take no for an answer.
Right now. You want to. Dude, they just looked at me straight to head. Dude, they're hating me right now. They're hating the Leo status.
Just start screaming, ah! Like that at him.
What happened, dude? I used to be the number one prospect in Northern Virginia. I was like the number one draft pick. Now I'm not even getting drafted right now. I'm going to the European League right now.
You're Marcus Vick right now, man.
Damn, son. Damn.
See if you can run around real fast. See if you can get another POA.
What?
Said run around real fast. See if you can find another piece of ass real fast.
Hey, excuse me, girl. Hey, would you like to be on the radio? You don't? No, I'm not, son. Oh, she met another fat guy. <I'm done. laughs>
I love how you're blowing up his spot.
Excuse me, guys. Would you like to be on
guys,
the radio right
I
now?
I got an answer.
Yeah, here. This guy wants to be on the radio.
It's a dude.
It's a dude.
Hello. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Put the black guy back on the phone. We're exactly. looking for women.
What's that? I can't hear you.
It's so put the black
dude. Loud in here.
Oh, man.
Thank you for cursing on the radio.
I think that's the eighth time this episode.
Yeah.
It's making me laugh, though.
No, it's okay. You with any hot chicks?
What happened to Mel? Did you kill her yet?
That's not Leo on the phone. It's this guy.
I just want to say,
oh, what's up, white guy?
Is rocking right about now.
Is it rocking out with its cocking out?
Yes.
Is it rocking like docking?
Yes.
Tell some bitches to show their titties for WEBR.
WEBR love.
She's not listening.
Say hey, hit bitch.
All right, man. Well, here's a guy before me.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
All right, later, man.
What's up?
Yo.
That's a nice woman you found there.
Yeah, he sounded real
you
sexy.
You want a woman? I can't get women, man.
I know.
I imitate them. I'm sorry. I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Where's Mel? Is she with you?
No, she's in the 99.5 club station. I'm out here because
you're with the people.
Yeah, Mikey told me to go find her in the other place when I don't know. I'm too drunk to even find her. So fuck that, you know? And, yo. Oh, shit, this girl has pizza.
See if you can scam some pizza.
What?
See if you can scam some pizza.
I can't. This girl, she just walked by me.
Steal some pizza from her. Steal some. God, Leo, what is happening to you?
Yo, I got soft, man. Little of you guys, I got soft.
Oh, well, God, I wish we could do this every week, man. You're an awesome, like, drunk correspondent. This is hilarious.
Yeah, that's what I'll be for now on. I'll be just
a
drunk
dude,
correspondent.
This is great. All right, man. Well, I will hear from you a little later tonight, I guess. Have a good one, dude.
Oh, I'm going to fuck up your shit, man.
All right, man. Later.
All right, peace.
Oh my God, I will be changing the locks before he gets back.
Why does he think he's so good looking?
Leo's got charm though, and that's the he can
he doesn't.
I don't know. He's got personality, and personality goes a long way.
He doesn't.
To quote Jewel,
he's a I don't know. Just a sloppy drunk. It's like Harris.
No, he's more charming than Harris. Yeah. Harris just gets drunk and
belligerent.
Yeah, gets drunk and tries to kiss me. No.
Did he really?
He was, like, leaning in. Yeah. I wanted to credit it as, like, a Middle Eastern cheek kiss, brotherly type thing.
That's a bit disturbing.
Yeah. But after the third one on my nipples, I knew better. So, yeah. Let's get to the Aussie thing really quickly, because this did make me laugh. This would have been timely. God, when did Ozman Cometh come out? Ozzy's greatest hits album, probably like a 2000-ish. Sounds about right. That's
99.
Probably a tech, UVA, tech even, yeah. Tech's like, God, oh, these library headphones are pinching my ear. I just pulled them off. All the blood returned to it. God, that hurts. Oh, it's like my ear fell asleep. So anyhow, I was digging through Mom's house, cleaning up that toy lot, and I found the album, and he cut, what was it, two new tracks for it. It was called Back on Earth.
That was the new one.
That was the new one. And what was... Hold on, I can't even remember. They got the same sound and everything.
You said, crap. I Just Want You.
I Just Want You.
That's from Osmosis.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, that's right. Okay, but they're the same... Like, listen to this intro back to back. I swear to God, you'll S yourself.
No, Ozzy's just like a corpse. It's like Weekend at Bernie's.
Okay.
So that's I Just Want You or whatever.
Yeah. Now we're going to cut one track. Play.
Oh God, I never noticed it.
And they're tracks 14 and 15 on the album. It dick slaps you in the face with its contempt. And I love them both, don't get me wrong, but like,
yeah, for do that again.
Okay. Alright, you got that?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna flip.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. That's ridiculous.
The laziest goddamn thing I've ever heard.
Let's rip off one of our own songs.
Yeah.
And put it right next to the one.
It's such balls. And I mean, this wasn't even his nadir, because then he had the whole show. He had the whole show, which just sucked. I mean, if you're an actual Ozzy fan, it was kind of sad.
Oh, the MTV show?
Yeah, seeing him reduced to a junky laughing stock. I mean, because it used to be like this. It was like the joke of the metal community that he was this ex-junkie laughing stock, you know? But no one really knew Ozzy. I guess the average hick who knew about him was still kind of scared, you know, if you're a uppity Christian wasp mommy. And then it's like, oh, look at Ozzy. Look at the harmless old drunkard. Ain't that cute? And
he'd have his little... Sharon Osbourne's such a C. She'll just like... It's like Weekend at Bernie's. Just prop him up, make money off
She'd put Ozzy in gay porn if she could turn a buck off it.
Yeah.
Whatever even happened to Ozfest? I know it like was reduced to a free show.
I don't think. I mean, it probably could have sold. I think they just tried to do that for publicity to see how it went.
Well, all I know is because of
that
publicity, it didn't come remotely close to us.
Right, because they had to get bands that would play for free or whatever. So they're like no big names.
Yeah,
and yeah, they'd have to find places that, you know, I guess they'd only make money off of concessions or whatever.
Yeah, and ads everywhere.
Yes, which they had anyway. So, yeah. Yeah, you know, a lot of places probably didn't want to host it.
Sounds about right.
So, yeah. And then I think that was last year's.
Well, that was last year, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So this year, who knows?
Do it unless he's dead, probably.
Do it until he's dead.
Even then,
bitch out on a wheelchair. Are you kidding me?
Freeze him. Begin the thawing of Jim Neighbors.
Begin the thawing of Jim Neighbors. Well, sir, oh my God, is that the other studio?
I don't know. Yeah, it's real nice to have like in a radio.
The fat kid playing the Randy Rose guitar in a CKY t-shirt.
Oh, and that's guitar? I thought it was like a damn buzzsaw.
I don't know, but if you're the fat kid in the CKY t-shirt we saw in the studio earlier, yeah, fat kid, I'm talking about you. God, I hope we don't see him when we walk out. I will keep my head in my shoes.
Why? You can't hear this, I don't think.
Yeah, he's a little fat kid, so I don't care, but still.
Well, it's just rude.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I'm saying, why? Are you, like, hoping you'll see him in case he heard this?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's listening to this.
And
even,
he's crying,
even in the station we're broadcasting
crying his
from.
Big chubby tears into his big fat man teat. His little 5'2" kid in the XL CKY t-shirt.
We'll just adopt a Spanish accent so they think we're the other station.
He know us. Uh-oh, phone call before we pop this abortion of a show. I wonder if it's Night Train calling to remind me about the DAT tape. If it is, Squire, I remember, sir.
Objectionable show content.
Yellow.
Yeah, who's this?
It's John.
Hey, is this the Squire?
No, Squire is actually not in today. I got to pop in his DAT tape in a couple minutes. You're going to get like a best of Squire.
Okay, I just wanted to, that's okay, that's no problem. I didn't know who was there at this time. I used to do a show there at the station. I moved out of the area. I was just wanting to find out, guy that used to do a show there, I know he's not... I think he's still with y'all's station, but I don't see him on the weather. Rusty Gibson, what happened to him? Somebody said he wasn't doing very well.
Maybe he passed away.
I don't know about Rusty, to be honest.
You know who I'm talking about?
No, unfortunately, I don't. We kind of just march in here, do our show. I know Squire because he's right after me, and that's about it.
Okay. Rusty used to do his on Friday after Magical History Tour.
Yeah, if you call the front desk, they might know.
I don't know what their number is.
If you go to www.fcac.org, I would call the main number there.
Okay, I was just curious. Like I said, I used to live in the area, and I moved a while back, and somebody told me Rusty wasn't doing very well, and I was just trying to find out what had happened to him and everything. I didn't know if he... I know he had been a little... Health-wise, hadn't been doing very well, and I just hope he hadn't passed away or anything. I just wanted to find out. So, anyway, thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.
How helpful of you.
That was the most buzzkill about, oh, God, we have another call. Oh, hold on. Maybe it's Rusty.
I ain't Ted yet, N-word.
Hello.
Why the hell didn't you just hang up on that guy?
I liked where it was going. I liked how it just killed all the momentum.
It reminded me of, like, remember that Simpsons clip where Krusty's interviewing, like, Robert Frost or something? And he's just, like, doing all this crap in the background while he's, like,
that's
reading
like a poem.
Eisenhower. Yeah, something
God.
Like that.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's right before Homer gets on stage and performs comedy for Burns' birthday. Mm-hmm. Smithers is like, I don't mean to kill the mood, but a small puppy that looked not unlike Lassie was just run over in the parking lot. And then Homer comes up and you just hear the audience like, that poor dog.
I forgot that. I haven't seen that episode in a while. That's
it's
good.
A classic. It's one of the best. All right. Well, let's pile on out because we are giving Night Train the smoky real estate woman treatment.
His name's...
Squire on air.
Oh, that's not his real name.
That's his DJ name. Just
DJ
like,
Squire.
I'm DJ Al Nipple and you're DJ Victor Anus. Or DJ Al Qaeda, DJ Buster Hyman. All of our aliases. All right, Mr. Ganoza, we will catch you later.
They're right. Already gone. He hasn't caught the concept of you're supposed to stay on the line once
got
we
no coof.
Engage in banter.
Yeah, so let's plug the outro, see what happens.
Hey, kids, why sit in front of the TV when you can be on the radio?
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Oh, my, do I sound like that?
We're home free, school's out, baby.
Good show?
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man.